Hi there, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is David Kallman. David is the attorney who's representing Carl Mankey, the Owosso barber who's fighting to keep his barbershop open during the quarantine.
So we're talking with attorney David Kallman today about the Carl Mankey case, which is the case of the Owosso barber who's been receiving a lot of attention from the press lately and from the government. So can you tell us, Mr. Kallman, is this really about a haircut, this whole situation?
Well, it appears to be. I mean, it's really about, I guess, the governor picking winners and losers in who can open their business and who can't. I, if you're a favored business, like Walmart or the big stores or manufacturing companies, things like that, if you're favored by the governor, you can open and you can practice all this, you know, the physical distancing, the washing the hands, the, you know, wearing a mask, all those things, and weighing the risk from the virus to having your store open or your business open, we're going to let you do it. But all the rest of you unfavored businesses, you losers, like Mr. Mankey, you're just a small, you know, small town barber. Nope, we won't let you open. You can use, you know, he can use all the same safety protocols, but they don't care. In their minds, somehow what Mr. Mankey does is not essential and what these other people are doing is essential. That's a false paradigm. The question should be, is it safe or is it unsafe? And if it's safe for Walmart and for GM, then and takeout restaurants right now and all that, if they're safe, there's no reason Mr. Mankey can't open his barbershop and be just as safe. Is the risk totally gone? Of course not. There's risk there for everybody and everything we're doing. But we're making judgment calls here. But I don't believe the governor should be allowed to pick winners and losers.
Hmm. Yeah, so it's that terminology, essential businesses, as opposed to using the term you used, which was safe or unsafe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I know we've heard a lot about that lately, and it's sometimes confusing why, you know, different terminology is being used and what the ramifications of that are. So you're kind of saying that by the governor saying that things are essential as opposed to safe, it really is eliminating a lot of people from the workforce and, you know, business owners from reopening.
Right. And these business owners are losing their livelihood, businesses they've built up for decades. Mr. Mankey has been a barber for almost 60 years, and he's built this business up. He has a loyal clientele, and all his money invested in the equipment and the building and everything where he works, he's built up himself, is all at risk. Because the governor's going to tell him, you're a loser, you can't open, but I'll let these other people open. I'm sorry, you know, think about this. You know, when this all started and the first lockdowns and the stay-at-home orders came out, what were we told over and over and over? We have to flatten the curve, right? Remember that? We got to flatten the curve, and we have to make sure our hospitals are not overrun and that doctors aren't and nurses aren't, you know, destroyed in the process here. Well, guess what? We've accomplished that. We're 2 months later. The curve is flattened. There's no question. And the hospitals have not been overrun. So why aren't we reopening? I don't understand. I have not heard a rationale as to why we're not reopening. If the rationale is the coronavirus is still there, well, you know what? We're going to be locked down 2 years from now. I mean, the coronavirus is not going away. And I don't think it's fair for the governor, again, to pick winners and losers. And then to say, I'm going to destroy the economy. We're going to have 25-30% unemployment in Michigan all because of this virus. That's nuts. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's enough is enough. We flattened the curve. Our medical system's fine. We need to reopen and get back to work.
So what role do you feel that personal responsibility plays in all of this, well, just for us as individuals?
Yeah, of course. It's huge. I mean, we're being treated as if we're children. You know, we're not adults that we can't assess risk and we can't make reasonable, safe decisions for ourselves. That's stupid. I mean, look, if I'm 80 years old and I've got an underlying problem, the governor can lift the stay-at-home order, but guess what? I think I might stay at home for a while yet, right? I mean, that 80-year-old can make a safe choice. If I'm 20 years old, and we all know the likelihood of someone at that age getting this and having problems is next to nothing, why can't that 20-year-old make a reasoned, safe choice and say, okay, I'm going to go back to work and do what I need to do to be productive in our society? You know, we should not have a one-size-fits-all. And I think there's a big difference between if you're up in Iron Mountain or if you're up in the Traverse City area versus if you're down in Detroit or Wayne County.
Right.
You know, this virus is not the same in every single area of the state. This one-size-fits-all mentality and this clamping down an authoritarian point of view here, usurping the legislature and just taking all power into one person, is not the way we run our government. It's running roughshod over our constitutional rights and our right to a representative form of government. We are entitled to that. We don't lose our constitutional rights because there's an illness going around or there's a sickness. Enough is enough.
Right. So what's next for Mr. Mankey?
Well, they have now apparently summarily suspended his barber license, although he's not been served. So he can keep cutting hair until he gets served with the paperwork. And if he gets served, then we will, of course, immediately appeal that, and we're entitled to a hearing within a day, and we will fight that very vigorously. And we may end up back in court with the same judge who's already ruled against the state once, Judge Stewart there in Shiawassee County, already issued an order denying the state's request to shut Mr. Mankey down. And so, we may be back in front of him. But, you know, they keep coming. We're going to keep coming. We're going to fight this as long as we have to fight it for Mr. Mankey, all the way to the Supreme Court or farther. We'll go as far as we have to defend his rights.
Now, some of our listeners have asked how they could support Mr. Mankey. Are there any situations where people could contribute to his legal fees or help him, you know, in a material way?
Sure. I understand I'm not involved in this. I don't even know who's running it, but apparently there is a GoFundMe out there. And I don't even know how you access it. I'm assuming you go to GoFundMe sites online and that sort of thing. So I do know there's some sites out there that are helping to raise funds for his legal defense and the things we're doing. Also, if there are some fines imposed or things like that, that he'll have the funds to pay them if it comes down to that. But obviously, again, we're going to fight all those things. But, yeah, anybody that can support Mr. Mankey, that's money well spent.
Yeah. So one final question. What would you say to people who are actually disturbed by this and support the governor and support the action being taken against Mr. Mankey? What would your response be to them?
Well, they're entitled to their opinion, too. And if they want to stay home, stay home. You know, I mean, again, we're all adults. We can all make our own assessments and assess the risk and decide how we want to act and live our lives. But you should not be allowed to tell me how to run my life for the next 2 years or however long the governor keeps unilaterally issuing new emergency orders and stuff. That's not the way we live. I'm sorry. We're entitled to assess risk and live in a safe, responsible manner. And if for somebody else they think that's safer for them to stay home, stay home. And if they think it's safer for them to not open their business, don't open your business. But there's a lot of other people who don't feel that way. And the lie to all of this is proven by the fact that the governor is allowing favored businesses to stay open. If it were so horrible that Mr. Mankey's spreading the virus, then every business should be shut down. And, of course, they're not going to do that. We can't destroy our culture, our society, our way of life, and our business community over this. We just can't. There's going to be risk. There's going to have to be following these safety protocols, but we can't destroy ourselves in the process.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Coleman, for talking with us today. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
To learn more about David Coleman and for more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. Well, that's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.